Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. That theme, which I've used for about 24 years now, I guess, is Cottontail, 1940, Duke Ellington, for Victor Records, featuring Ben Webster as a soloist on tenor saxophone. I'd like to start with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, written by Fred Ollard, lyric by Joe Young, 1935. The biggest hit for it was Fats Waller and His Rhythm. In 1956, Eddie Condon's band did honor to Waller by playing it. We'll hear Condon's version first, and then Fats Waller.
Thank you. a lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Enclose with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from. Feeling better. Enclose with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter, a 1935 composition by Fred Allert and Joe Young, performed first by Eddie Condon and his band, 1956, and then Fats Waller and his rhythm in the original and the big hit for Waller, 1935, for Victor Records. Waller is going to play Dinah now, a composition done in 1925 by Harry Akst, A-K-S-T, lyric by Sam Lewis and Joe Young. And we will hear Waller's rhythm, 1935, doing Dinah, and then the original big hit of Dinah, 1925, Ethel Waters singing with the Plantation Orchestra.
With those Dixie eyes blazing, how I long to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah D. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah D. Bring it on out to Jackson. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Bye-bye. revolt, I'm talking about Donna Lee. Yes, yes, yes.
Versions of Dinah, written in 1925, and we heard first Fats Waller and his rhythm, 1935 for Victor, and then Ethel Waters, one of the first recordings of it for Columbia, 1925, with the Plantation Orchestra behind her, and she gave us the verse and then the chorus. Dinah, written by Harry Axt, lyric by Sam Lewis and Joe Young. On the flip side of that record of Ethel Waters is A Beauty Lost, of course, written by Maceo Pinkard and Roy Turk. And Miss Waters gives us both the verse and the chorus. And here she is to sing Sweet Man.
Thank you. got the kick of kisses I get now from my honey. Tried to call him a name, but they all seem much too tame. Why, he's so blame cute like, no name suits my sweet man, my sweeter than sweet man, the step in his feet man. And that isn't all. Dancing, I claim, is just one of my charms. When I'm in his arms, I yell like, well, I've more to tell about sweet man. That pleasure to meet man, my candy receipt man, he taught me to smile. One kiss from his red lips, send my conscience off on trips. My sweet man is driving me wild. Now, sweet man, my heaven complete man, my couldn't be beat man, you haven't half heard. He's true as I could expect him to be. He sees only me. It's true, I know, because he told me so. Sweet man, so tidy and neat man, my hotter than heat man, with oceans of style. He works so doggone fast, I'm like a woman with a past. My sweet man is driving me wild.
Ethel Waters and Sweet Man, a terrific arrangement and band and her vocal, verse and chorus of Maceo Pinkard and Roy Turk's composition. For Columbia Records, 1925, Ethel Waters, one of the great natural singers. What I mean by that is not much affectation at all. I mean, the singing was the most important part, and she's also a first-rate actress. And everything about her. Sweet Man, Ethel Waters, 1925. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Now to talking about Benny Goodman and Fletcher Henderson. Fletcher Henderson's band came first in the history of this art. A great arranger... which he actually learned from his prime arranger, Don Redman, who worked with him in the 1920s. And when Fletcher Henderson's band folded because of the situation of the Depression in the 1930s, he went with Goodman to be an arranger, and he brought with him the book, that is, all of the arrangements that he had, and he fashioned some of them that became very popular with Benny Goodman fans. One of them, Henderson's Stomp, written by Henderson, and arranged originally by Redman for their 1926 Fletcher Henderson performance. But in 1940, Goodman wanted a new arrangement of it, and so Henderson sort of brushed up a little bit the Don Redman arrangement, so we give him credit for this. You'll hear Benny Goodman's clarinet and Cootie Williams, who had just joined Goodman's band out of Ellington, and Benny and everyone. Here it is, Henderson's Stomp, 1940. Thank you. Fletcher Henderson's arrangement of Henderson's Stomp for Benny Goodman's band, 1940. Henderson on piano, by the way. Goodman clarinet and Cootie Williams soloing on trumpet for Columbia. And also for Columbia, the original 1926 version, Don Redman's arrangement of Henderson's Stomp. As happened in the middle 20s, Thomas Waller, known as Fats, would come in to get a chance to play with the band. And the difference is monumental. Waller's on piano here. The cornet solo is by Tommy Ladnier. Here's Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, Henderson Stomp, 1926, arranged by Don Redman. That's really brilliant, absolutely, because there weren't models for Redman to write anything, and the restriction, of course, of a 10-inch 78 record was 3 minutes. And get it done, he did. It's almost as if, as my mind puts it, that we were listening to an audio rendition of something by Picasso. And that was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1926, Henderson Stomp, written by Fletcher Henderson, arranged by Don Redman, Thomas Fats Waller at the piano, Tommy Ladnier on cornet. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Sometime in 1970, Carmen McRae made a record with the Kenny Clark Francie Boland Orchestra for Black Lion Records. Jimmy Woody wrote this composition. It's called November Girl, arranged by Boland, who plays the piano for the orchestra. Kenny Clark, of course, plays the drummer, and the tenor saxophone solo is by Tony Coe.
September harvest of summer love. Ground low, up and died. The seeds of love sown in spring, now on the wind, dear girl. The summer light, magenta autumn. Nothing lasting, even heartbreak passes, even heartbreak passes. You'd better face it, the hurting's certain, but one of love's facets.
Carmen McRae, 1970, for Black Lion Records, with the Kenny Clark Francie Bolan Orchestra, and Jimmy Woody's November Girl, arranged by Bolan. Tenor saxophone solo, Tony Coe. For some reason, there are many drummers born under the aegis of Capricorn. And this week, Kenny Clark, tomorrow, born the 9th of January, 1914, died 1985. He was there, of course, in that last band, playing drums. co-owner, if you will, of that band. Here is Kenny Clarke and his All-Stars 1954 for Savoy. He wrote both the compositions you're going to hear, Strollin' and Sonor. Frank Morgan plays alto, Walter Benton tenor saxophone, Milt Jackson vibes, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clarke.
Thank you.
Kenny Clarke, whose birthday it is tomorrow. And there in 1954 for Savoy, two compositions by him, Strollin' and Sonar. Frank Morgan played the alto saxophone, Walter Benton the tenor, Milt Jackson vibes, Jerry Wiggins on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Clark, of course, on the drums. As I mentioned, lots of drummers this week. O.C. Johnson's birthday is Wednesday, the 11th. He was born that day, 1923, died 1966. In 55, he made two 10-inch LPs for Period Records, and I brought two, one from each. Blues for the Camels, written by the pianist Dick Katz, who's in the band, and Johnson's Wax, W-H-A-C-K-S, as a pun on the Wax, W-A-X, company. And in the band, Benny Powell on trombone, Frank West flute and tenor, Katz at the piano, Eddie Jones string bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. Blues for the Camel and Johnson's Wax. O.C. Johnson, his birthday Wednesday. He was born that day, 1923, and there, 1955, for period, long playing records. First, Blues for the Camels, and second, Johnson's Wax, W-H-A-C-K-S. Benny Powell's trombone, Frank West flute and saxophone, Dick Katz piano, Eddie Jones on bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Before I get to the next birthday drummer this coming week, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Tuesday the 10th, born that day, 1925, Max Roach. For debut records, 1953, here is his quartet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Walter Davis at the piano, Franklin Skeet on bass, and Roach on drums. The first written by Cole Porter, Just One of Those Things, and the second written by Roach, one called Drum Conversation. Thank you. Max Roach for Debut Records, 1953. Just One of Those Things, written by Cole Porter, and one Roach did solo. He calls Drum Conversation. Hank Mobley played tenor saxophone, Walter Davis the piano, Franklin Skeet bass, and Roach on drums. Max Roach, the last of the drummers for this week, born the 10th of January, 1925. And next week, next Sunday, Gene Krupa's birthday, and I'll have lots of things by Mr. Krupa. Mildred Bailey is going to start off as we chase Someday Sweetheart, a jazz standard written sometime in the mid-20s in Los Angeles by the Spikes brothers, and that's Benjamin and John. Mildred Bailey and her swing band, 1935 Vocalion, Gordon Griffin on trumpet, Chu Berry on tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson at the piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, Eddie Doherty on drums, and Mildred's husband, Red Norvo, on xylophone. Someday, Sweetheart.
Me true, and I believed in you. You broke your vow. Now somehow seems I'm always blue, but there'll come a day when you're far away. You'll sit alone and cry. For me you'll sigh, and the days that have gone by, someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You may regret the vows you've broken and the things you did that made us drift apart.
Someday, Sweetheart, 1935 for Vocalion Records. Up next, 1933 version of Someday, Sweetheart, done by Henry Allen. and Coleman Hawkins and their orchestra. They recorded it for Brunswick, and Brunswick rejected it. They didn't think it was a marketable thing. And years later, sometime in the 60s, a wonderful little outfit called Pirate Records issued this. Henry Allen trumpet, Coleman Hawkins tenor, Russell Procope clarinet and alto, Don Kirkpatrick on piano, Bernard Addison guitar, John Kirby bass, and the great Walter Johnson on drums. Here's Henry Allen, Coleman Hawkins, and their orchestra, 1933, Someday, Sweetheart.
Thank you.
two versions of Someday Sweetheart. The first, Henry Allen and Coleman Hawkins and their orchestra, 1933, as I said, not issued then, but into the 60s by Pirate Records. And Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers in Hollywood, 1946, for Columbia. Sonny Berman trumpet, Bill Harris on trombone, Herman on clarinet, Flip Phillips on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls piano, Chuck Wayne on guitar, Joe Mondragon at the bass, and Don LeMond playing the drums. I'd like to end Chasing Someday Sweetheart with Cliff Jackson and solo pianist, Black Lion Records, 1961. In fact, I'm going to give him two jobs. He can do Someday Sweetheart and Gershwin's Wonderful. pianist Cliff Jackson there, 1961 for Black Lion Records. Someday, Sweetheart, and It's Wonderful by Gershwin. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support, for KPLU comes from you and...
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and the sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Thank you.
Three for you in that set, starting with Lorleen Hunter singing for you, 1956, an arrangement by Manny Album of Have You Met Miss Jones, written by Rodgers and Hart, 1937, for a musical called I'd Rather Be Right. In that, a nice guitar solo by Barry Galbraith. Then Lee Morgan, his trumpet, his band for VJ Records, 1961, he wrote his nickname, Mogi. Clifford Jordan, tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Art Blakey on the drums. Then Wes Montgomery, 1959, on his guitar for Riverside Records, and Jerome Kern's Yesterdays, with Melvin Ryan on the organ and Paul Parker on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Now I'd like to do an in memoriam for Lou Rawls, who died Friday, the 6th of this month, at the age of 72. I particularly like this record, and I thought I'd bring it for you. Rather than do a cross-section of his work, I think this says it. Behind him on piano, Les McCann, on bass, Leroy Vinegar, on drums, Ron Jefferson.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Thursday's all so sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. And then on Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. My heart's in misery. You know I'm crazy about my baby. Won't you send my baby back to me? You send my baby back to me. Oh, have mercy, send her home to me. Thank you. Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't, they don't ever make the grade. Your mama may have, your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. They're all hanging around your door. But when money is gone, all the spending ends. They just don't come around you anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. They're all hanging around your door. But when your money's gone and all of the good times end, they just don't come around anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, ooh, papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me.
lover's dream. Oh, that lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears in to the stream. Now I'm sad as I can be. Won't you hear me, willow, and weep for me? Whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing, crying all alone. Weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Oh, just bend your branches down along the ground. Cover me when the shadows fall. Won't you bend, oh willow, and weep for me? Sympathy. Oh, just bend your branches down along the ground. Ooh, cover me when the shadows fall. Won't you bend, oh willow, and outskirts of town. I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody who's always hanging around. I'm gonna tell you, baby, we're gonna move away from here. I don't want no Iceman. I'm gonna buy me a Frigidaire when we move way out on the outskirts of town. Bring them every day. Gotta stop that grocery boy and keep him away when we move way out on the outskirts of town. Sound funny, honey, as funny as can be. But if we have any children, I want them all to look just like me when we move way out on the outskirts of town. I say I don't want no.
Memory of Lou Rawls, who died Friday at the age of 72. That was Lou Rawls in 1962 for Capitol Records, with Les McCann at the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Ron Jefferson on drums. We heard Stormy Monday, T-Bone Walker, God Bless the Child, Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr., Willow Weep for Me and Ronell, and I'm Going to Move to the Outskirts of Town, written by Casey Bill Weldon and Andy Razaf, 1937. Memory of Lou Rawls, right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here is Stan Getz. Thank you. saxophonist Stan Getz, 1955 for Norgran Records. Four, written by Miles Davis, and Suddenly It's Spring, written by Jimmy Van Heusen in 1943. Connie Condoli on trumpet, Lou Levy at the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelley Mann on the drums. Stan Getz, 1955. Let's go to New York to the Three Deuces, 1947, and hear trombonist Bill Harris, tenor saxophonist Charlie Ventura, Ralph Burns at the piano, Chubby Jackson bass, and Dave Tuff on drums, and a couple of them high on an open mic, and Body and Soul. Thank you.
Thank you.
from New York City and the Three Deuces, 1947. That was Bill Harris on trombone and Charlie Ventura on tenor saxophone with Ralph Burns at the piano, Chubby Jackson bass and Dave Tough on drums. Two selections, High on an Open Mic and the classic Body and Soul. Bill Harris and Charlie Ventura, 1947. Right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only to forty, dear, from this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs, from this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this moment on, only two to 40, dear. From this moment on. Moment on, for you got the love I need so much. I got the skin I'd love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. It's a happy day. We'll be riding high. No more blue stars.
Thank you.
two for you in that set, starting with Sarah Vaughan, 1981, for Pablo Records, with the Count Basie Orchestra. From This Moment On, written by Cole Porter, 1950. Cannonball Adderley Orchestra, 1961, for Riverside Records. Adderley on alto and his brother Nat on cornet. An arrangement by Bob Brookmeyer of I'll Close My Eyes, written by Billy Reed in 1945. Sarah Vaughan and Cannonball Adderley. I've had many of you over the last weeks and months request more Glenn Miller, and I'm happy to do that. And I'd like to start now with that. Here's Moonlight Serenade. Glenn Miller, 1939, and Moonlight Serenade, written by him and arranged by him. In the Mood Now, done by Joe Garland. It has quite a history. It came out in 1930, the idea of it, which is just a riff, a rhythmic pattern repeated. It came out in 1930 as Tar Paper Stomp, and 1931 as Hot and Anxious. 1935 as There's Rhythm in Harlem. And that was Joe Garland's first work at that. And you'll hear Tex Beneke and Al Klink, the two tenor saxophones in the band, playing against each other. And the wonderful trumpet player in Miller's band, Clyde Hurley. Here's In the Mood. Glenn Miller, 1939, In the Mood, probably one of his biggest hits. Now Tuxedo Junction, 1940. This first came out earlier in the early 30s, Erskine Hawkins Band, Julian Dash, William Johnson, and Buddy Fain created it. The muted trumpet will be Dale McMichael, excuse me, and the open trumpet, Clyde Hurley, the piano, Chummy McGregor.
Glenn, the purpose of this pleasant visit is to notify you and all of your friends that your band has been voted America's number one band on my last make-believe ballroom poll. You gathered for yourself over twice as many votes as your nearest competitor, and you've given us a host of swell arrangements of songs, old and new, ranging all the way from Danny Boy to Tuxedo Junction. Congratulations, Glenn, and on behalf of the make-believe ballroom and its listeners, here is a bronze plaque. And it's presented with our best wishes to you, Glenn Miller, America's number one dance band.
Thank you, Martin.
And thanks to all of our make-believe ballroom friends. And while we're on the subject, here's Tuxedo Junction.
Glenn Miller, Tuxedo Junction, 1940, and having an introduction there, an award, part of a broadcast. And I can't remember the record I took it off of, but there are lots of those broadcast records, and they're kind of fun that way. Glenn Miller, 1940, Tuxedo Junction, written by Julian Dash and William Johnson and Buddy Fain. Now 1941, Chattanooga Choo Choo, a lengthy version of Harry Warren and Mack Gordon's big hit, a Jerry Gray arrangement. Two vocal groups, Tex Beneke with Paula Kelly and the Modern Airs, and Dorothy Dandridge and the Nicholas Brothers. The instrumental soloist, Tex Beneke on tenor sax, Jimmy McGregor on piano, Billy May, both open and muted trumpet, and the clarinet work of Ernie Caceres.
partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Enter in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station. I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
on the board.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there?
Oh, got my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, who declare?
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner,
nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar,
Tennessee is not very far.
Shuffle all the coal in, got to keep it rolling. Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
The dancers must have loved that. Chattanooga Choo Choo, 1941, Glenn Miller. Written by Harry Warren, Matt Gordon. Arrangement by Jerry Gray. Voices of Tex Beneke, Polly Kelly, and the Modern Ears. Dorothy Dandridge and the Nicholas Brothers. Tex Beneke's tenor. Chummy McGregor at the piano. Billy May's open and muted trumpet. And the clarinet work of Ernie Caceres. Finally, Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust. Arranged by Bill Finnegan, featuring the cornet work of Bobby Hackett, who played guitar in the band, and the tenor sax of Tex Beneke. Glenn Miller, 1941, and Stardust. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you.